Here's Sartesian water and God's green earth. Mega water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, November 20th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I forgot to mention in that last segment that was sponsored by MyPillow.com, if you'd like the information, just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the link to the website MyPillow.com, the promo code, and the 800 phone number. If you don't want to do this online, you actually want to talk to a live operator, get some questions answered, interact with them live. There's an 800 number that has the Trucker Randy promo code already in the computer when you call this number. So again, text me MP and I'll send you that information. Another date that you want to save is the Antrim County Republican Party's taking over the Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. We have shut down ACCU. We have joined the county party. We are going to merge our energy, our resources, our talents. And we already have a date lined up for the 6th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. This is going to be Saturday, August the 23rd, 2025. Fourth Saturday in August. August 23rd. So mark your calendars. Price will be $50 for next year. It's going to be a fundraising event for the Antrim County Republican Party because we are going to continue the fight here in Antrim County. We are going to be prepared for 2028. We have three commissioners that need to be replaced. We are only able to get one of the three. But that's okay. Because the other two that we're really wanting to get rid of are going to be isolated because of the new commissioner we have joining the board. of five, we have one, along with a real good patriot, my county commissioner, Jairus Rubing. So we have two of the five, and we believe we're having influence with the swing vote. The third commissioner is meeting with Vicky next week, or actually the week after next, for after Thanksgiving. We have a couple of people talking to that person, and hopefully we will get a new chairman of the Antrim County Board of Commissioners in January. And the one person, well, actually two of them that we wanted to replace, we weren't able to defeat them this time. We are going to make them irrelevant. We will have three of the five votes. The vote will be 3-2, 3-2, 3-2 on most items on their agenda. Therefore, basically taking control of that governmental agency board of commissioners. But we are going to prepare for 2028. And that, of course, is going to be the presidential election. Vice President J.D. Vance will probably be the nominee for the party. I know a few others may be trying to run against them. They're going to lose. Why? Because Donald Trump is going to endorse J.D. Vance. He's going to put the Trump MAGA machine behind him. And these other challengers, in my opinion, don't have a chance. Vivek Ramaswamy and many others, not going to happen. So J.D. Vance will be probably the presidential nominee in 2028. We're moving on, folks. We got things to do. We want you to be a part of it. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Got a couple of things for us to talk about today in this segment. Again, kind of doing a recap analysis, if you will, of the election from November 5th. For the first time, county commissioners were elected to a four-year term. So we're stuck with the county board's commissioners that we have until the 2028 election. One of the things you have to understand, the process is that we have to build up our coalitions. We have to build up our war chests. We have got to grow our county parties and take back leadership. One of the things that we are looking at here, folks, is the process. The process that we have to look at is how we are going to, in fact, be part of and be part of this process that we know that we have to do. Because we know how the game is played now. We know what it takes to win. We know what the process is in running a campaign. Donald Trump did it in the state of Michigan, did it nationwide. The country wanted change. Well, if you break it down to the local level, Vicky's campaign for county clerk was the same thing. It was all about change. Getting rid of Cheryl Guy, getting rid of these problems that we've had in our county building. And overwhelmingly, she got 62% of the vote. Cheryl Guy got 38%. Now, granted, she tried a writing campaign, very difficult to do, but she reached out to the Democrats and some Republicans. It was a bipartisan effort, and we prevailed. If you have a strong platform, if you have a strong platform with a strong message as to what you're going to do when you get elected, it's very effective. And that is exactly what we're going to be a part of in vetting the governors and state senators for 2026. But again, it requires participation. Now, I told you you're going to have to save up roughly about $500 for 2025. That's what you're going to have to commit to being part of this radio show, this mission that we are on preparing for 2026. Join your county party. Many of you perhaps put your name on the ballot to be a precinct delegate. Some of you didn't. Well, you need to get involved in the county party, and the upcoming county conventions that are going to lead to the state convention is a prime time for you to be elevated to vacancies that are probably on the apportionment report of your county chairs. There are open vacancies, folks, that did not get filled. One of the things that you're looking at, the process of getting involved requires one county convention coming up in December, possibly early January, once the state party can figure out a venue for the state convention. State committee call. Last night at the Antrim County Republican Party meeting, Sherry Hogan reported that they had a state committee vote I believe it was 119 people on this Zoom call where they were discussing having to raise the money to pay for the venue for the upcoming mandatory state convention. This, again, under Pete Hoekstra's chairmanship. They were talking about the fact that the state party is out of money. All the money that Hoekstra raised with the donor class, DeVos and many others, was spent on the election, trying to get Republicans control of the House in Lansing, which they accomplished. Trying to get Rogers elected to beat Slotkin for the U.S. Senate. Well, we know how that turned out. Evidently, supposedly, allegedly, they have no money. And because they don't have any money, they were actually taking a vote. Listen to this. They were actually taking a vote on the people who want to run for chair to replace Pete Hoekstra, charging them a $50,000 entry fee to be considered for the chairmanship position to replace Pete Hoekstra. We already know that Mike Farage has announced he's running for chair for the state party and has a plan he's interested in implementing. We know there's others, probably Scott Greenlee and maybe a couple others, going to be running against or to replace Pete Hoekstra. They actually brought up on a Zoom call that they wanted the people proposing to run for state chair of the Michigan Republican Party, they wanted to charge them a $50,000 entry fee to be at the state convention. And they would use these entry fees to pay for the venue. Well, when the final vote was taken, it failed by two votes. Just two. My question is, what did the Republican Party spend all that money on? Who profited from all that money that he raised? Supposedly, I heard numbers anywhere from $20 million to $30 million for this campaign cycle. Where did the money go, Pete? Well, I know one of the consultants that was paid was John Yabba, Strategic National. A couple of million-dollar contract, bought media advertisements, got paid a commission for every ad placed, in addition to the fees he charged the state party. Well, they took back the House. President Trump won Michigan, but Rogers lost. So, here's the situation. This is a situation that you have to consider. A lot of people did not like the takeover. Did not like the takeover of the state party that Pete Hoekstra did when he replaced Christina Caramo. Justification for it was that they were going to be able to raise money, which they did. But they knew, per their charter, per their bylaws, that they'd have to run a state convention in January and vote for leadership to continue on running, managing the Michigan GOP. They didn't set aside $250,000 for a venue or whatever the cost is. Shame on them. Mismanagement of funds? Absolutely. And now they want people like Mike Farage and others that want to run for leadership to be the next chair, they want them to cover the fees, the expenses of the venue itself. Unbelievable. But yet it's true. She was on the state committee call, she said, it until about 2 o'clock in the morning. Started, I think she said, 8 or 9, ran until 2 a.m. Well, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with here, people. One of the things you have to understand, this process needs to change. We absolutely, absolutely have to look at a new way going forward on how we're going to interact with the state party. One of the things that people are going to realize is that the governor's race, taking back the Senate in 2026, is critical to fixing the state of Michigan. If they don't get that, if they don't understand that we have got to put together a good candidate to defeat Jocelyn Benson, Mike Dugan, mayor of Detroit, Chris Swanson, Democrat Genesee County Sheriff, Pete Buttigieg, going to be running for governor in 2026. These are the Democrats that will be running, potentially. Well, you got to get a good candidate to defeat them. And I'm sure Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will be coming to Michigan, trying to help us win that Republican governorship, take back the majority in the state Senate. But they're not on the ballot. They're not going to be on the ballot. So how enthused will people be to get out the vote effort? I think the Republicans have a good opportunity to stay united and show up like we did November 5th. 15 days ago, the turnout, the numbers were so overwhelming, like Donald Trump had said and Donald Trump had prayed and hoped for. Too big to rig. When they looked at the numbers coming in from Michigan, do you know Detroit got their canvass done, their absentee voter count, their votes counted, their numbers canvassed and certified faster than any other election in 12 years. The last time was 2012. Romney Ryan against Obama, Biden, the re-election of Obama, the second term. They certified that election very quickly in Detroit. It was over, it was done, it was wrapped up. They did the same thing this time. Why? Two reasons, in my opinion. Kamala Harris wasn't worth saving, number one, and they saw the numbers across the country. They saw the exit polling. They saw how things happened in Wisconsin, which put Trump over the top. Pennsylvania, Georgia, all these swing states going for Trump. Well, guess what? According to the numbers, he's even going to win the national popular vote. We're not going to mess with Wayne County. We're not going to mess with Detroit. We're not going to mess with printing up the ballots like they did in 2020. Nope. They continued counting, and they got it done. And they got it done in record time. Second fastest certification.